We're standing on the operating garage at the corner of Princeton and John Young Parkway. And this parking lot has a capacity of 200 buses. This is our newest facility. It's about 3 years old. Of the 278 buses, there is 233 would come to this facility. We have another facility, Osceola, with about 41 buses. So every night you would have 230 plus buses here, yes.
All right. Do you want to show me the blending facility?
Sure. You know, the myth is it's a huge refinery and people think about a lot of environmental damage and environmental spillage and all that. But what I'm going to show you, you'll be surprised at how small, compact, and efficient it is. You know, everything went electronic, so now this blending station is 100% electronic controlled. You're in luck because today we're not only delivering diesel fuel, but we also have a truck delivering the bioproduct as well. This compartment has two compartments in this biodiesel tank with 20,000 gallons of B99 and 5,000 gallons of B20 that's blended for our use. This is actually the blending station with, if you look at those red valves back here, this is the complete station. And what it does is use two AccuLoad electronic controllers to manage those two valves and actually control how much fuel is being blended. It's an inline blending system, so as the fuel comes through and being pumped, it's injected together in the same line, so you get a better mix than a regular splash blend. We can bring a truck up and we can connect it and load in about 45 minutes. The system can blend 300 gallons or so a minute, with large capacity.
So why did you decide to install your own blending facility here?
In the Central Florida area, it was very difficult to get the B20, blended biodiesel product, and we were looking at 5 years ago. One of the thoughts was the biodiesel blending station would not only be able to provide biodiesel for us, for the quantity we use, but also to provide for our sister agencies in the Central Florida area as well, the OUC, Orange County Schools, Orange County themselves, and that made it very attractive. At the time when we did this, there's a transportation component to bring that product from Port Everglades to here. As a blender as well, we did receive the dollar blender credit 4 years ago when we started this project. There was a blender credit available, so that was part of why we built the plant as well, to be able to capture that and reduce our fuel costs. So when we moved to biodiesel, it was more economical for us to use blended biodiesel, our own blended one, rather than purchasing from someone else.